We continue to watch a very strong cash cattle market. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. As we wrapped up last week, we saw cash cattle prices ranging from 233 to 237. That continued right into Monday. That has been a driving factor, says Brad Coima with Coima, Coima, and Varlick, based out of Sioux Center, Iowa.
100%. I think that it's been the MO here for most of this cattle cycle rally that we've had. Thanks for having me on, of course, Keith. But I think what you're talking about is a little bit of a situational to what we're doing right even right now while we're sitting here looking at this quiet, you know, open where I'm trading right now. But so you had the big outside day up. An outside day is when you got lower lows and higher highs on the futures market than the day before. You know, trigger cash, which was like $3 higher on Friday, right? We went 232 to 235 in the north and some 236 and a little bit of 6.5 in the south. And a whole bunch of fundamental stuff in the background there, probably, in my opinion, weather, you know, still the very tight supplies. You can't change that. That's where we're at. And then we had to absorb a cattle on feed report into the mix as well.
And when you talk about that cattle on feed report, we also had the inventory report out on Friday as well. Kind of comes to my mind is the border between the U.S. and Mexico being closed. Is that playing a role at all when it comes to this cattle on feed report? Because a lot of these reports are based on year ago numbers compared to today type of thing.
I got it. Asked that question quite a bit last week, coming into that toward the end of the week. This is the first report that is a comparison to when the border was closed a year ago. You know, we were basically comparing to either a record or a near record small number of placements in Texas a year ago. So this time, when you look at the state-by-state breakdown of that Friday report, placements in Texas were actually 110% of a year ago, while still a very low number, but 10% bigger than last year's number.
With your farm news update, I'm Keith Lundberg.